Praise God, hallelujah. This morning, I want to talk to you, old and young, married and single, to building a great family, a great life that will prosper you on the future. I want to bring it to your attention, the book of Deuteronomy chapter 11, chapter 11 is started for, if it's possible, read the whole chapter 11, the book, the Bible, Deuteronomy. God gave him a command to the father and mothers to building a great, great family. And to build the children the way of the Lord. And I want to read it for you from verse 18. When God is speaking to the assembly of the people through Moses, before the entry into the new promised land, into the land that God is giving to them, they give it this commandment. And blessed are the one who are serving and use the commandment. They said, therefore, you should line up the word of mine to your heart and your soul, and to bring to them a sign, you, and to share the front of this between your eyes. You should teaching your children and speaking to them when you are sitting down in your house, when you waking up, and talking to them when you rise up, and you should be writing on the doorstep, on the door frame, in the guides, and you should see the days of your children. They multiply from great blessing. I just want to pray before we're going to talk about to build the great family. Can you lift your hands with me before the presence of the Lord? Father, we come before you this morning, Lord, with your open heart, with your presence to bless in our life, to take care of us, Lord, that we pray for your family, for your children, that you give me a generation to come with the great blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone has said amen. Amen. But before I started to preach, I want to tell you a little story. The little story, an old lady parked the car on the shopping center. And when she went for shopping, when she come back, she realized that she closed the key inside the car. And she couldn't open the car. And is it happening to you before? It happened to me many times. So I learned to have a spare key under the car. And I'm going to tell you what it is, because then you're going to use my car when you're in. But I have a spare key under the car. So if I lock in my youth or my, not the car, because my wife took the car, I have a spare key. It happened a few times. I said, never going to happen again. I have a spare key. So this poor lady, they got to the car park, and she realized that she locking the key inside the car of the nation. She started to pray. Said, Lord, please send somebody to open my car. So she was still praying. A big man came with a big motorcycle, big one, and parked right next to her car. It was a full of tattoo everywhere. You know, there's five stranger men looking. And this man was thinking, the ladies cry. He said, what's wrong with you, lady? Oh, I was praying for somebody to send to open my car. He said, I have no problem. I can do that for you. So he opened his bag and got a couple of string line in there, a screwdriver. And in two seconds, he opened the car. I said, here, your lady. The car is open. And she said, oh, thank you, God, to open the car for me. The man looking at her said, "Well, you thank God. You know who I am? I'm a criminal." And they said, "I just came out of jail." And the lady screamed out, "Thank you, Jesus, to bring a professional for opening the car." Amen. So now you can listen to my message. Amen. Amen. So just I want to share with you this morning, it's a very important message. Really, all of my messages, they're really important. But, you know, not because Mirella preached better than me, but my message is very nice too, you know. And I asked Josefa to put it on your on the PowerPoint for you to have a look. You know, when I preach my message, I preach good all the time. You know, sometimes I have to be careful because my wife has tried to say, why you say that? My daughter will say something else. But when I preach, I don't look at anybody. I just preach my message, amen. Because the message is coming from the Lord, not for me, amen. So glory be to God. So I wanted to share with you to building. I want my PowerPoint to be there, Josefa, too. To building your family on Christian value. In Christianity principle. For you to understanding what I wanted to say to you, I needed to tell you a little story. This is a true story. In 1981, we building rod repair station. Some of you probably remember. It's one of the bigger powerhouse that we have here on the Hunter Valley. And when we started to build this power station, I was an operator of the big machine that have it on site. The engineer decided to make it the foundational or the principle of the building to be a very solid building. And they said it to all the work and to all the supervisor, to everybody, we needed to dig in to found the solid ground. We needed to dig in there to found the solid ground. In other words, we needed to reach the really strong foundation before we can line down this building. I remember the foundation that we digging down was 90 meter deep, and round square was 2.5 meter wide, approximately for the size of the building. But to reach 90 meter deep, we needed to build in a temporary wall. A temporary wall to fall, to stop a fall, the garbage into the foundation. And I remember that when we got in down to the solid ground, on the end of the foundation, we got to build a temporary door so that on the night when we go home, we put this door to stopping any garbage to go into the foundation where we got a line there on the first concrete. Let me tell you something. Why I'm telling you this? Because in Christian life, you needed to build a fence to stop the garbage to come into your family and to your children. If you have no fence, come around on your house, on your door, on your family, you will destroy your family and they will never build a great family for the King of Heaven. I'm starting to preaching. And I can preach you good if I want to. Amen. Praise God. Glory be to God. Building your family on a solid foundation in Christian value, if you teach your children the principle, will give them the security and the power for the future. Hello? They give them the security and the power for the future. If a Christian family teaching God principle, The family grows strong, and the children will grow with the relationship, with the presence of the Father, and the Father of the heaven, and mercy and blessing to the family. Pastor, why you say that? I'm saying that because many Christian people, they don't build the relationship with the Lord and to their own children, to their own family. Many don't keep Christianity valuable in relationship to the family. And consequently, we pay the problem. What are the good family valuable? There are four important points. For good family valuable, you need to love, respect, have a compassion, honor, and trust. A good communication, support to one another, we can change the world. Hello? With the good communication and support to one another, we can change the world. What is a family valuable? Most important family valuable is a security. Always be there for them. Not really matter what they do. Always be there for them. Everything else will fall at this point. Be there for them. Help them in time of need. How maintain a family valuable? Unfortunately, to maintain a family valuable, there is a lot of things to do. Giving your children a strong sense of a family valuable is to maintain your valuable with your family and to be respected one another. The most important thing to maintain a family valuable is important that you love your wife more than yourself. I drive the bus for the little children the other day, and two children sit on the same seat talking to one another. And I was listening without see them, without make them tired. I was listening. One of the child said to the other one, "My father hated my mom. My father hated my mom." It's a terrible thing to hear. The little child was talking to another child, what's going on into the house or onto the family, whatever it be. So to be strong, have a family valuable, you needed to show love and respect to one another. Yes. Amen. Yes. If it is not that kind of respect and valuable for one another, there is no family Christian valuable. So you needed to keep all the garbage out of the foundation of the Christian life. Because if the garbage coming in through the foundation, you're not building a Christian life, you're not building a Christian family, you actually destroy your family. Reading the Bible is one of the best things you can do with your children, with your wife, with your husband, with your family, whatever it is. It's a great place to start, to have a Bible study with your own family. Amen? You don't need to have a sermon to the family, but you need to have a little bit of time that you become together as a little bit, the Bible can be a map, a resource, a foundational to guide your family into a good place to be in the future. Reading the Bible is one of the beautiful things you can do. Let me tell you what I was doing when my children was little. My wife, I remember, of course. We usually have a Bible verse on the drop box. Mirella probably not remember, she was too young. But she remembered to read the Bible today. We usually have Bible verse in a box. One by one, we pick up one verse. Amen? That was on my days. And now today, you got a mobile phone, iPad, all of this such a thing. You don't need that anymore. But in that time, it was like, pick up a verse from the box. We give you one to Mirella, another one to Stella. Antonella pick up another one, Stella Pina pick up another one, Maria pick up another one, and I was pick up another one. So we read it together. It was not a big Bible study, but there was a moment of time that we spent a few minutes with a family to read the Word of God. Amen. Amen. That was very simple, but that was a powerful that you're reminding to your children that you are dressed up for the will of God, that the Heavenly Father, He can bless your family. That blessed my family. I've been blessed with two beautiful girls, three beautiful girls, and a beautiful son-in-law. You know, my wife, I love my son alone more than me. So she think he's the king of the world. Amen. And I think that the principle is start on the beginning with me and my wife. Amen. That we creating the building connection principle of Christian life into our family. Amen. And we thank God today. Pray is one of the beautiful things you can do. Pray for your family in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Pray is the most important thing, that you pray for your children, you pray for your wife, you pray for your husband, whoever making problem in the family, is the best thing to pray and not to condemn them, because if you condemn, the devil attacking and will destroy you completely. Amen. So it's important that you stand beside and support your family member. And connect the best you can to make it that the member of your family, he will be separated from the evil thing, that the garbage will not come into her life. And the only way to do it is to lift your hands to the presence of the Lord and to have some time with your own family and pray with them and talking to them and switch your mobile phone off and switch your TV off and sitting down at the table and lay hands in the presence of the Lord. Then you can build a valuable Christian family. You can change the world. It's important that you and I, we do that for our own family. Praise God. Pray is an answer for everything in your family. If you have a grandchildren, it's the best thing in the morning to pray for them, because of the evil is around in the world everywhere. Pray for your grandchildren. Talking to them. Visiting them. Making sure they are in contact with you every day. Show your family faith. Put a seed of faith into your family. Hello? Put a little bit of seed of faith into your family. The seed of faith you put into your family, eventually grown up. Amen. Eventually they grown up. And when they grown up, you see God's presence. Amen? Amen. You'll see God's presence. When they making a wrong thing, pray for them. Show that you have a seat of faith into your children, grandchildren, husband, wife, parents, whatever it is. God wants you to have a great family. God said to Moses, making you sure that you write on the door frame, that every time they go out of the door, they remember there is a God present in this house. He said, write in your hands. When you're sitting there, you can see. When you sleep, you can dream it. When you walk up, you can see. And you're obedient to whatever I said to you. And you will possess the land. And everywhere you put your foot, there will be for you, because I give it to you and to your father and to the generation to come. If you don't do that, there will be curse come to your family. Why we lose the Christian value in our country? Let me tell you why we lose our Christian value in our country.
Many years ago, in 1969 or 68, whenever it was, I come to Australia. They told me before I reached the land of Fremantle that this was a Christian country. They told me. They give us a booklet. I think I still got it. That this was a Christian country. Where is today the valuable the Christian country? We lose the valuable the Christian country because of we remove whatever Christian valuable in our public school and everywhere in the world. We remove the prayer meeting from the parliamentary house. We remove the prayer meeting from the family. We remove the prayer meeting from the church. We remove the school that the Bible said on the school, and we lose the Christian valuable. We want to be blessed in our country. We want to have a great country. We should be returning back and write the word of God every corner of an angle. Write every house to read God's word. They are the map. They are the plan for a blessed country, for a powerful country. Building Christian family, you needed to have a lot of patience and a lot of time. You needed to have a lot of patience and a lot of time. Above all, you needed to have an unconditional love. Not everything will be looking good. But with the unconditional love, you overcome every problem or every stumbling block or every situation that come through. Teach your family to love one another. Teach your children to love one another. Pray for your family. Lay your hands on your children and pray when there's a leap. They don't see you. Kiss them when they're lying down. They don't see you. There's a love that comes from the heaven. Forgive them when they do wrong things. Forgive them when they do wrong thing. Somebody told me, you know, this whole lot of family is destroyed with drugs and alcoholic and everything. Let me tell you something. If you're building Christian or valuable into your family, this garbage thing will be separating from your family. Remember what I said. For us to build the great foundation for the power station, we needed to build a temporary wall that the garbage did not fall into the foundation. And we needed to have a strong fence around on your house that this garbage will not come into your house. Forgiving your member of the family. Teach them to forgive others. Teach them to donating to God. Teach your children to tie into the Lord. Teach them to give into the church to build the kingdom of heaven. Teach them. I remember when my daughter first paid in below, I think it was in Kmart, whatever it was, she got something. Like $20 pay, I think it was. I don't remember the amount of money, but it was a very small pay. And she was so happy that she saw the little first pay envelope. I said to her, you're making sure that you tie whatever is on that envelope. She was not very happy to hear that. She was not very happy. There was not Mirella, not Antonella, it was somebody else. Anyway, so it was my other daughter, and I can say that. I said to her, you should tie with that money and plus an offering to the Lord. And I said to her, and if it's possible, I'll send this amount to a missionary. And she said, Daddy, there will nothing left here if I do that. Well, I said, well, that's God's principle in our life. Anyway, she was not happy to do it, but she did with her own heart. Amen. So teach your family to tie to God. Because when your family, yourself, you're tied unto the Lord, you don't give the money to the pastor, you give it to the King of Heaven, to building the King of Heaven. If the pastor makes a mistake, he's responsible for the Lord. But the money that comes to the church is belonging to God and nobody else. And he's in charge to doing whatever he's going to do for the King of Heaven. So teach your children to tie and to give in church donation to building God kingdom, to build God kingdom. Family, night together. It is very important. Family, 90 together. Sitting on your table, sitting on your kitchen, having some meals together. Switch the electronic off, switch the mobile phone off. Amen. As a father and mother, you say to your children, switch it off. You know, sometimes you go home to somebody or you see, they say, oh, they've gone out to have a dinner together, the daughter with this thing, the wife with this thing, the husband with this thing. They're just somebody sitting there, no communication with them. You know, you needed to talk, amen. You needed to have a relationship, you know. Switch it off, this kind of rubbish, and have a time. Have a time talking to them, family night. They don't need it to be a long night, but it's just a little bit of time with your children, with your grandchildren, with your husband and wife. It is very, very important. If you're separating for the time with your husband and wife or with your children, no longer will pass when you no longer have a relationship with your own family. I'm telling you. Let me give you an example. You just park your car in a garage for 2 months or 3 months and leave the car there without going to see the car. When you're going to start, there's no power there. It's dead. The same thing happening with the human heart. When you're not communicating with your husband, with your wife, is a very dangerous thing. So the same with your children and grandchildren is very important. I usually say to the sisters, all the brothers that have a wife at home, I say, you drink to your husband, you drink to your wife, communicate with him. It's true. I say that all the time. You know, why you say that, Pastor? Because I love you and I know what they mean. Amen. It's important. It's important that you have that communication with your family. Show your family faith. Amen. Display your faith into your family. Remember, there's God gift for you to have a family. Remember, there is God gift for you to have a children. Remember, there is God gift to have a grandchildren. Remember that God gift for you to have a mother and father. Amen. Remember, it is important. In conclusion, I've been very good, eh? No, you've often heard. In conclusion, I wanted to tell you my message. In conclusion, I want to tell you a true story about two different men approximately 100 years ago. Did you want to hear the story? Put your hands up. You want to hear the story? Is anybody against that? No one. I can tell the story. It's a two against 100. So it's a democracy system. It's no good. All right. So I wanted to tell you a true story. And remember to write this story. If you have a pen, please write in there the story. I wanted to tell you, you can put it on your phone, you can put it on your book, you can put it in your iPad, whatever you want. Write this story. The story is about two different men living on the same city, living on the same state about approximately 100 years ago. One, it was named Maxie Jackson. Living in New York City. He has no believing in Christ. He not believing Christianity principle. He not trying his children to go to church. He never let them to go. He refuses to take the children into church, even if it asks him to go. He has a descendant in 100 years. This is a true story, and you can read it. He has 1,260 family member or descendant. Let me tell you the story of this man. 300 were sent to prisons over the age of 13. 190 were a public prostitute. 680 were admitted to alcoholic. His family was a costly estate of New York, $420 million. He not participating or contributing to his community. It cost the community or the government of New York City $420 million for this family. The other man, His name was Jonathan Edward. He lived on the same state, on the same time, on the same area, on the same, what we call it, province or state that Max was living. He loved the Lord with all his heart. And they teach his children the principle of Christianity. He making sure that his children will go to church every Sunday. And that he himself was a servant of the Lord of the best of ability he had. He has 920 descendants, 929 family member. 430 become a minister of the gospel. 86, he become a university professor. 13, he become university president. 55, author of a good Christian book. 5, been elected to United States Congress. 2, were elected to United States Senator. 1, was elected a vice president of the United States. His family never costed the state in 1 cent. He contributed a great blessing to the state of New York. 2 men, different outlooking in life, different way of growing Christian life, different way to think, different way to teach the children, different way to build his family. What man you want to be today? This is your desire with your own heart. I will invite you to stand with me this morning. If you have that desire to build a great family, I will invite you to come before the presence of the Lord and pray for your family.